the snake said, "If you just put me under your jacket, you know, you don't, I won't bite you, I won't touch you, just, you know, carry me down the mountain." So the Indian consented, and he put the snake under his jacket, and he carried him down to the bottom of the mountain, and he put him down on the ground. And then the snake looked up at him and went over and just bit him. The young man fell down, and he was hurting, and he was in pain, and he said, "Why, you promised. You promised if I picked you up and I put you in my jacket that you would not hurt me." And he said, "You knew what I was when you picked me up, and you still picked me up." And I felt that way. Lately, I've really been dealing with things in my life. It's not always something that people can see. It's something within your heart that you need to clean out. And I want to be clean and pure before God. I want to be holy before Him. And I did bring my saxophone, Brother McGowan. We just happened to be late. But I feel so honored to be a part of you guys, to just feel what I feel. And the reason that song just touched me so much when I started seeing it, I was telling Sister Jennifer, I said, you know, God has His timing. And if His timing, if I had come into the body any later, who knows how I would have accepted, you know. And God just knew when I needed to come in and what I needed to feel, and the people I needed to put in my life. And I am so humbled and grateful. I am so grateful, God. I can't ever thank you enough. And I never want to forget or, you know, not stand up and appreciate what He's done for me in my life. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. And He saved me just in time. I want to praise His name. Woo, that's the secret. We can just praise His name. Each day is just the same. We are consistent in God. Oh, I'm going to praise Him. I'm so sorry. I'm going to sing the whole song for you again. But I'm just just have so much inside that I want to say. I'm so, so grateful. So grateful. And thank you all for allowing us to come. Just to be a part and consider me an honorary part of your youth group. And I love you all very much.
When I got the Holy Ghost, it was good. I don't know how good it felt. I don't know how to explain. I just don't know how to explain how good it felt. I mean, it's felt very good. Like anyone said. That's pretty much all.
Well, I'm thankful to be here tonight. When I got the Holy Ghost, it was good too. I remember when I first got the Holy Ghost, I was standing right there, and that's when nobody was going to come in here, and I was in such a bad mood. Wasn't feeling very good. It's one of those days just mad at the world, complaining about everything. And then I remember Phil coming up to me and said, "Why don't you go up there, Zach? Why don't you go up there?" And he's like, "No, I was fighting. No, I don't want to go up there. I want to stay right here and complain about everything." And he finally got me to come down there, and I guess it's kind of a turning point in my life when I broke my pride. And when I came down there first, I tried so hard for so many years. I mean, being a grandparent's pastor's grandson, you know, you kind of expect to get the Holy Ghost when you're 5 and be given interpretations in tongues when you're 12 and everything like that. I'm not that kid. But when I first got the Holy Ghost, man, it felt so good. Elisha's right. I don't know how it felt. I just know it felt really good. And it's something I'll never forget. And the song I think they were playing when I got it was the song coming into the service with, and I wrote it down. one of the very few things to write down. And so let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. And we all got breath, don't we? We all need to praise the Lord. And I got to pray, I didn't know what I was going to say, but if anything, I can just say, we all have breath, let's all praise the Lord. And if we can't do anything else, we need to praise the Lord and lift our hands in honor to Him and show Him what we're made out of and praise the Lord. He knows what we need. He knows what we want. He wants us to praise the Lord. We want to praise Him. We all have breath. I was listening to Dryness speak in tongues, and I was trying to pick it apart and try to interpret it like Pastor Smith asked us to. And I caught a couple of stuff. One of the things said, he that hath an ear, let him hear. I want to be able to hear what God's saying to me. I want to be able to hear what God's saying to us, what God's saying in tongues, and think on it and know what He wants, what He's telling our youth and telling our church and where we need to go from here. I want to have that ear. I mean, he that hath an ear. It didn't say hath ears where you have two ears, but I got both good ears. Hath one. It said hath an ear. It's talking about one ear. If you have at least one ear, I got two ears, and we all do. And so we need to hear what He's saying to us and figure out what He's saying to us. And I know I'm getting repetitive, but I'm just, it'd really be a shame for me to sit right there and not say nothing. And even I'm sitting here stumbling around like I am, He knows what I'm trying to say. Amen. And He knows what, I mean, we have no idea how much we all mean. We all discount ourselves. We all think, oh, I don't talk very good. I don't sing very good. But you don't know how well you may encourage somebody. They say you come up, oh, wow, I never seen them get up before. And if I can do that, just that one thing, and just help somebody, encourage somebody that, hey, while he got up, and I want to, if that's my only calling in life, that's fine with me. If I can encourage people and make their day a little bit better, and like I said before, just smile and just praise the Lord, and just, we all have breath, don't we? Let's all praise the Lord. We all have breath, let's praise the Lord. We all have breath, praise the Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, he that hath an ear, let him hear. If you have breath, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you have legs, run for the Lord. If you have hands, use your hands for the Lord. Use your breath for the Lord. Praise Him. Let everybody know what you stand for. Let Him know what He wants. Let Him use your hands to edify His name. And let everybody know what you stand for. Oh, Lord. 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 Oh, Lord, help us hear You, Lord. Help us hear Your name, Lord. We want to hear. Oh, Lord, help us have an ear, Lord. Help us have our ears and open our ears for You. Hear what You're saying. Oh, Lord. Oh, thank You, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Sing a new song unto our risen Lord. I don't remember the rest because I was nervous. But Tyler, what is it? You know? No, I kind of want to sing it, but I don't remember the words now. Hang on.
Okay, I think I remember where it's coming. I'm going to sing it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've never done this before at all, so I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. Just stop trying.
Okay. Okay, first I want to say something, but when I first got the Holy Ghost, they said I was 10 years old, but I didn't feel it again until I was 16. I was standing down right there in front of the pulpit, and Brother Weiniger grabbed me, and he said, "You got the Holy Ghost, you got the Holy Ghost." I don't think he knew that I've had it before, but I felt it then, and it was assured to me that I got it, and that it's there, and I don't want to let it go dormant again. I'm shaking, sorry. I don't want to let it go dormant again. I don't want to hold it back. I just want to let it go. And yeah, I'm in college, and I try to be a good example to people, but I try. I don't want to, set off a bad example toward people when I tell them about our church, and I tell them, I encourage them, they come to me with problems. I don't know why. But some people barely know me, and one guy came up to me, and he asked me to pray for him, and I said, okay. And I was kind of confused because I don't even know him, and I don't think he even knew who I was, but he asked me if I can pray for him, and I said, I will. I'll pray for you. And every time he sees me, he waves at me, and it's kind of weird at first, but now I'm like, I'm understanding why I have the Holy Ghost. I'm understanding why I'm in the church. I'm understanding why I'm in the body of Christ. And I'm just really thankful to be here. Okay, I'm trying to think. You know it, don't you?
I'm not sure. You want to start singing? Or you can
let all that have breath praise the Lord. Let's sing a new song unto our risen Lord. The Lord will beautify the meek with salvation. So let the high praises of God ring out. Let all that have breath praise the Lord. Let's sing a new song unto our risen Lord. The Lord will beautify the meek with salvation. So let the high praises of God ring out. Let all that have breath praise the Lord. Let's sing a new song unto our risen Lord. The Lord will beautify the meek with salvation. So let the high praises of God ring out. Let all that have breath praise the Lord. Let's sing a new song unto our risen Lord. The Lord will beautify the meek with salvation. So let the high praises of God ring out. Let all that have breath praise the Lord. Let's sing a new song unto our risen Lord. The Lord will beautify the meek with salvation. So let the high praises of God ring out.
Let's sing a new song unto our risen Lord. The Lord will beautify the meek with salvation. So let the high praises of God ring out.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good. Praise his name.
I'm very thankful to be here tonight, and I definitely don't want to pass up the opportunity the Lord has given me to just to praise his name and to come here. And, you know, I was thinking earlier when we were down front, and I heard a couple other people say it, you know, how we're so unworthy to be able to praise God and be here. He has blessed us so much to be able to come and just worship him freely. And that's kind of something the Lord's been dealing with me about since Dallas. When we got on our way back from Dallas, we were riding in the van and we were singing. And I told Sister Angie, she was driving, I said, yeah, that's something I don't think I'll ever do in church is run or jump. Or I said, that's just not me. I'm kind of a quiet person in church, but I'm a very loud person everywhere else, if you know me. But when we got back to Little Rock, the closer we got, it was like the stronger the Lord was coming into the van. And we called Sister Cindy and Sister Lynette, and we heard them. They were speaking in tongues. And we met them at Colonel Glenn in Shackelford, I think. And when we saw them, it hit me so hard. And it was like they're right there, and they're feeling the same spirit that we are. Where else can you go? And you could say, I know them right there, and they're praising God just like we are, the same God that we have. Yeah. And we pulled up to the church, and me and Nathan stumbled out, and and we were trying to get up here, get down front, and we didn't even make it. We got to think about right there, and we just fell down and just fell out in the spirit. And it was the most incredible experience I think I've ever had. That Dallas, and I mean, I just between the Little Rock youth meeting and the Dallas youth trip, I got the most drunk in the spirit I've ever been, and that. When Sister Lynette, I think it was Sister Lynette playing Look What the Lord Has Done There, she was singing that night, I think, and God was dealing with me. He said, Brandon, if I tell you to jump, you better jump, Brandon. He said, if I tell you to run, you better take off running. I'm telling you, you better listen to me. And I'm kind of hard-headed sometimes, if you know me. So I was just thinking, I was like, Lord, this isn't me. What are people going to think? I'm going to look ridiculous, you know, and something hit me, and I let go, and I let God take control, and I jumped, and I ran, and that's just something the Lord has taken from me that I don't want back. He's taken that from me. He's told me, when I tell you to do something, you do it. Don't ask, don't wait, don't question, just do it. You know, and tonight, Brother Smith took off running, and I thought, Lord, I need to get behind him. That's my pastor. I need to get behind him and support him. I need to run for you. And the first time around, I was being prideful, and I thought, Lord, I'm going to look ridiculous. You know. But you know what? I took off running, and the Lord met me. He met me, and he filled every problem that I had, everything. He took that away, and I don't want that back. I just have to thank the Lord so much for what he's doing in my life. You know, I'm 16 and I still struggle like every other teenager. And, you know, I drive myself to school. So, you know, I have a lot of time just to think. And And I'll turn on the radio, and if there's not good enough Christian music on that I can feel the Lord in, I'll just sing, and I'll sing body songs. And, you know, just having the Lord meet me, it's just an amazing touch I never thought I could find. It's just the Lord meet me where I'm at. And I'm so thankful that He does that. He meets us, and He helps us with our needs on a daily basis. And that's just something I want to continue to grow, is my relationship with Christ on a daily basis. Not when I just come to church. I don't just want to come to church and say, look at me, look what the Lord's doing while I'm at church. But while I'm out there living my life, while I'm in the public, when I'm at school and everything, I want the Lord to be shown through. I don't want people to see me. I want them to see the Lord. And that's just the most important thing in my life, is what God's doing. You know, and I just want to listen to the Lord and be able to hear Him when He's saying, you run, I go run, you know. And that I'm just so thankful for the Lord, and I'm thankful for what He's doing in our church.
Test. Hannah came back here while I'm on usher duty. She said she wanted to say something, so I didn't want to discourage her. So I'll just, I don't know. We'll see if. Go ahead.
I want to go home. I love Jesus.
She loves Jesus. Yes, she does.
Certainly, if Hannah can do it, we can do it. Oh, well, I'm happy to be here tonight, and, well, I actually haven't thought of anything to say, but I can't top anything. I don't think I can top what Zach or Brandon said, but I can certainly try. Alright, I think I might be able to do this. Daniel? In the book of Daniel, when he was about to be thrown in the lion's den, he was praying, and they pretty much threw him in there. I mean, no freedom of religion at all. Just think if you were back there. No freedom of religion. It was awful. I've been studying in my history about this time period. The Babylonians, they weren't too... They may have been kind to the Hebrews, but they were pretty mean. Trust me. I've been reading in my history, and... alrighty. I'm not trying to be repetitive or anything. But here in Daniel... Okay... Okay. I can't remember it, but I don't know where it is, but I certainly know the story. Alright, he was just praying, and the guys that were didn't like him one bit said, hey, he's praying. Okay, well, alright, let's back up a little bit. He was pretty much... Alright, these guys that were... what's the word? That kind of like visors to the king, but counselors to the king or of Babylon, they said, why don't you pass something that'll prevent people from praying except to our gods or to you, pretty much. And then he said, all right, I'll do it. Now, I'm just paraphrasing this now. Don't take it. That's actually in the Bible, Elisha. All right. Here, all right. Then Daniel, pretty much everybody else wasn't even praying. But Daniel, he refused. His faith was so far into God, he refused to stop praying. So he got thrown in the lion's den for it. So anyway, he was in there a little while. One day, the king pretty much called in there and said, "Daniel, you in there?" And then he said, "I'm here." And those lions were just sitting there asleep. And God helped him out there. Just because he was praying to him. And another scripture says, if you have the faith of a grain of mustard seed, that's, you can remove mountains. Ah, there it is. Alright, I'm there. Daniel 6:20. Yep, there it is. Oh, well. I was close, but anyway. Still, he was... Alright, and then if you have the faith of the grain of mustard seed, you can remove a mountain. I mean, anyone know how big a mustard seed is? It's very tiny. I think it's about, like, very tiny. It's very extremely small, about... that really tiny, but if you plant it in the ground, it gets bigger. So all you need is the faith of the mustard seed, and all you need to do is plant it in there. It'll get bigger. I'm happy to be here tonight, y'all saw my grandmother here, and please keep praying for her. She really wants to be here, but. It can be very discouraging when all you can do is see what's going on, but you can't hear anything. So please pray for her.
I'm really thankful for tonight's service and how the Lord came in for us. And I haven't been up for a while, and I haven't told everybody what I got from the campground last minute. I was able to go, and it's incredible how the Lord is really moving in with our youth, and how he's really dealing with us and come together as one and really pulling on them to get further and take that extra step with him and really get just that higher, to be higher with them. And when I was at the campground, all of us youth would meet up and we would talk about different things, and how Sister Christy was saying, letting go of different things and in our hearts. And each one of the youth would tell us, you know, what they've been struggling and how we can take this for granted sometimes, and how we can let just little things creep in our lives and in our hearts, and how that can build walls and take us away from filling our Holy Ghost and the Lord. And losing my train of thought. During the meeting, I forgot who was up, but he was talking about being servants, how we're servants of the Lord, and how we can hear our master's call. And I just want to know my master's voice and get closer to him, where I fully understand what he's trying to say to me. He that hath ears, I let him hear, and I want to know his voice and what he's trying to say with me and the youth. And I've just been feeling really strong that he's really trying to work with our youth, and I want to be an example. I want his light to shine through me and really feel what he's trying to say to me. I don't really know if this ties in, but in Romans 6:16, he says, "Know ye not to whom ye yield yourself servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that ye were servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from your heart that form of doctrine which delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye become the servants of righteousness." And being God's servants and how he can deliver you and free you and free yourself in him. And I just want to be his servant and really know his voice and be one with him and just keep reaching up higher and being an encouragement to our youth. And I'm just really thankful to be here.
Lately, you've heard my dad get up and testify about how caffeine will make him jump out of his skin. Well, when the Holy Ghost starts dealing with you, the same thing can happen. I was sitting there just burning in my seat for the past 2 weeks. Something's been going playing over and over in my mind. And I don't know if it's just me or if it's just a repetitive thing that I keep hearing out of little people's sayings, but all I can hear is the way that we worship. And as we were standing there praying and just raising our hands to God, all I could think of is, God, I was like, okay, God, what are you asking of all these people here? And I said, well, more specifically, God, what are you asking from me? And all I could hear in my own heart was, and I had to write it down because I have ADD, or drummer's ADD, whatever you want to call it. But Joel knows what I'm talking about, the ADD. But to get up to a higher place of worship, and all I could think of is no matter who, I can touch anyone with anything that I have, and it doesn't matter what's playing, it doesn't matter if I don't have to play a certain song, all I ask is that you individually, you don't have to talk to, I'm sick and tired of me talking to other people about God, but rather me talking to God with other people. And I just wanted to, I just ran across a scripture in John 4, where Jesus is talking to a Samaritan woman. And John 4:21, and Jesus, where he talks to this woman, he's telling her, he reveals to her that it talks about a mountain that was a place of worship, but it wasn't actually a literal place of worship that was necessary. It was really about the people. And he says unto her, "Woman, believeth me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You know not what. We know what we worship, for the salvation of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a Spirit, and they that worship him must worship in the Spirit and in truth." All I could just think of is, God, I'm so unworthy of your love, but no matter what, I still can't turn my back on you. I know that everyone else in this world is just going to turn their back on me because we're flesh. Just like Sister Christy was talking about that snake, we know what the flesh is. We know what it can do to us, but yet we still grab a hold of it at times. And I know I'm just as guilty at times to grab a hold of the flesh, but I just wanted to talk about just reaching that higher place of worship. It doesn't matter what song's playing, whether the music is my taste or not, or who's singing it or what voice it is. I know that God blesses every type of music, every type of worshiper. like Brother Smith was saying this morning in a Bible study, there are certain people that can follow under a certain ministry a lot easier than other ministries. And there are certain people who can be won over just by the sound of music, by certain influences in music. And I'm not saying that our foundation isn't good enough. I'm saying that there is so much out there that people have accepted and so much that people have gotten out of worship. And I know me personally, some of the newer songs and some of the older song has blessed me just the same. And just in these songs that we continuously hear, that we've heard so many times, it blesses us in so many different ways. But I'm just thankful that the Lord is teaching us how to worship even and get into a deeper place. And I can't wait for this church to keep growing.
The young people singing, do they have a song?
My life is in your hands. So when your tests and trials, they seem to get you down, and all your friends and loved ones are nowhere to be found, remember there's a friend in Jesus who will wipe your tears away. And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, Lord, I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. With Jesus I can take it. With him I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands.
You don't have to worry, and don't you be afraid. Joy comes in the morning, troubles they don't last always. For there's a friend in Jesus who will wipe your tears away.
I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. With Jesus I can take it. With him I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. Tests and trials, they seem to get you down, and all your friends and loved ones are nowhere to be found. Remember there's a friend in Jesus who will wipe your tears away. And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, Oh, I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. With Jesus I can take it. With him I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in. Oh, I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. With Jesus I can take it. With him I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in. I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. With Jesus I can make it. With him I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. With Jesus I can take it. With him I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in. can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. So when your tests and trials, they seem to get you down, and all your friends and loved ones are nowhere to be found, remember there's a friend in Jesus who will wipe your tears away. And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, don't I know that I can make it? I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. Oh, I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. With Jesus I can make it. With Him I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. Oh, I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. Jesus, I can make it. My life is in your hands. With Jesus I can take it. With Him I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. Oh, I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, they seem to get you down, and all your friends and loved ones are nowhere to be found. Remember there's a friend in Jesus who will wipe your tears away. And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, Lord, I know that I can. I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in.
Been trying to get a hold of my wife for some time to find out if pizza's ready, but I can't get a hold of her. Somebody check downstairs and see if you can get me some help. She won't answer my text and she won't answer the phone. So somebody maybe can. That's not unusual for what goes on in our household. She calls out on it and she texts out on it, but she don't answer. He claims that I'm that way, so maybe it's payback time. I don't know. I had a thought come to me during this service tonight, and I thought I would share it with the young people and the church. I think it's time for this church to grow, reach out for growth. We've spent almost 2 years now, lacking 2 months, merging and blending our spirits, and hasn't God helped us? Oh, he's the one that gets all the credit, isn't he? You can't do nothing without God. But I'm so thankful the Lord's helped us. And I feel safe today. I feel like I'm in a safe place. Because, you know, when you can feel God, you feel God's assistance, God touching you, and touching his people. It just feels so good. It feels safe. It's like Brother Elisha said, it just, you can't hardly explain it, this good Holy Ghost. It's he came and told me after last Sunday night, he said, Brother Smith, I got the Holy Ghost. I said, you did? He said, yes, I did. I never felt nothing like that before. I said, all right, I'll accept that. And if he'll keep exercising that, it'll get to flowing more and more. Life. Jesus said, out of your bellies shall flow rivers of living water. this thing gets out of streams into rivers, and it finally breaks down every dam. So I'm thankful for that. But I thought to tell you young people, here's how I feel like you are to try to reach out to save someone. all of y'all start praying and asking God to lead you to the right person. Lead one of you. Just say, Lord, it don't have to be me, but lead somebody in our youth group and church to someone that you'd like for us to reach out to, that you'd like to make a part of our assembly. Then when one of you feel like God has sent somebody your way, that he's put a burden on your heart, and you'll know it's God because he'll wake you up in the night with that person on your mind, or that'll just keep coming up before you some way. The Lord will keep dealing with you to let you know. Then call all the other youth and tell them about that young person or whoever it is that God's laid on your heart, and say, would you fast and pray with me that God would help us to save this person? And then if you get them to come to church, if they come to church, you young people start studying that person. Try to figure out who could relate to them better. Who could reach out to them? Who would they feel more comfortable with? And then sic that person on. Help them out, but start trying to feel out. How can we make this person feel comfortable here? How can we reach out to them? Let me tell you something. People, I believe this. I believe God wants this message to go out, and he's ready for people to receive it. But we're going to have to learn how to fish them in. This is different than anything people's been around. And when they come in here, in the same way with us adults in here, if somebody comes in here, well, it's just like throwing a line out to catch a fish. And you get a good bite and a good nibble, but you don't catch it. You have to study how to catch that fish. What kind of bait do they like? Try different things on them. Don't you think we could do some things like somebody call them, somebody send them a card? The pastor can send a card, but that's not as effective as the saints starting to call on them and send them a card. What if God had put it on your heart to bake them a dozen oatmeal raisin cookies, or good old home cooked chocolate chip cookies, maybe a dozen of them, carry them over to the house, say, I'm just thinking about you. Don't try to get involved with them with a bunch of doctrine or anything. Just begin to love them. Let them know somebody cares about you. I have a feeling for you. I was praying and you came up before me. I don't know what it is, but I've got a feeling for you. I'd like for you to come to church with me if you would. I'm praying for you. If you don't feel like coming, well, just pray about it, would you? Would you think about it? And then keep calling them up. I'll tell you, when me and my wife, when God, I was a backslid Holy Ghost boy, called to the ministry. I had that hid down in my earth. I hid my talents and buried them in the earth. But God laid it on somebody to deal with us. He had to take us down. He had to take me down. He put my wife on her deathbed and finally got me to make a deal with him that if he had spared her life, I'd serve him. But even after God saved her, I forgot my promise. But he didn't. And these people, first they went to my wife. They found out she is sick. They knew her. She went to school with their son. Or was it their his son or daughter-in-law? She knew them both. And they lived in Houston, Texas. We lived in San Antonio, Texas. And they somehow, I don't know how, but they had moved there. And they knew about us, but, we didn't have nothing to do with them. But they went to visit my wife in the hospital. And they got her saved in the hospital. Got her to repent of her sins. And got her, she felt Jesus come into her life. And she felt an angel in the room with her. And God gave her an assurance that she was saved right there. She didn't have the Holy Ghost yet, but God gave her that assurance. Then when she got out of the hospital, I've told part of the story, how those people just kept calling us every week. I got so aggravated at them people for bugging me to go to church. But we told them we would go. You know, we said, well, we will. We'll come to church with you sometime. Well, they just kept calling. Finally, one day, you know, I was sitting there watching the Dallas Cowboys and drinking a cold Schlitz beer. I'm ashamed to tell that, but it's the truth, Brother Daniels. Yeah. Brother Daniels knows. My wife, she put her hand on the phone. She said, it's them. I said, what do they want? She said, they want us to go to church. I said, tell them we're going to go. I said, I'm sick of them people calling over here. I said, let's get this over with. I don't care when it is. Tell them we'll be there. She said, they're on the phone. I said, I don't care. You know, I was a devil anyway. They told us when it was. They found a little church right down the street from where we lived. It was having a revival. They come and picked us up to make sure we went. Sometimes you have to tell them, we'll pick you up. We'll be there. You know, church starts at such and such time. We'll be there at such and such time to pick you up. Oh, we'll just drive our car. No, we want you to go with us. We want to come get you. And so they picked us up. I mean, I could have walked there. It's so close. Problem is, I probably wouldn't have went if they hadn't have showed up. And I knew they was coming, so I got ready for church. As ready as I knew how to get. You know, I forgot all about how to act. But we went to church. Would you know? And I was about half mad to go. I just didn't really want to be there. You know, when we walked in that door and the music started and the Spirit of God started moving in that place. And there was just two rows of pews, and I was over on the far wall row about four or five pews back. I don't know how I got on that pew. I guess that's where they put me. Did you know the Spirit of God hit me? I hadn't talked in tongues in at least a couple of years. Well, I did when I made the deal with God. I got down in my car and spoke in tongues, but I hadn't spoken since. Did you know God got me down between two pews? It didn't matter who was there. I couldn't help it. Something got a hold of me. And I got down between the pews and gave out a message in tongues, and somebody interpreted it. I don't know what the interpretation was, but it's good. It is good. I want you to know something. They didn't have to come get me for the next service. And I got to myself. They had Sister Smith down at the altar. They was all ganged around her praying. And God got a hold of us. And Miss Sister Smith and I stayed in that church for 10 years before the Lord moved us on. And so you never know, you know. They kept fishing for us. And you can't listen. You can't listen to what people say because the devil's inside of them. And it's resisting everything that there is about God. But if you keep reaching in to touch their soul, you know, there's something about God and the God in you that'll touch somebody's soul. And when visitors, we have far too many visitors come in now this church and they don't come back. They don't stay. We need to hone in on them. We need to get their name. We do get their names and phone numbers, but somebody needs to sick them. Somebody needs to get after them. So I'm going to call them. Brother Smith, give me that person's phone number. I've got a feeling for them. Not everybody will have this ministry, but some of you, if you'll feel on God, God will give you a ministry to reach out and win souls. That ought to be a part of every church. That God sends people in here. There ought to be something in us that wants to get a hold of them and let them share, get in on this. And you'll never save all of them, but if you'll pray, you'll get a feeling. God will give you a feeling on some of them. Said, that's one. That's one I sent there. They didn't stumble in and stumble out, but I sent them there. I dealt with their heart. What do you say? Let's see. Let's try this. Let's begin to pray. And then when God lays somebody on your heart, get up and testify. Tell us. call people. Say, look, that you remember that person that came to church the other night? Say, I talked to them. Said, here's their name. Here's who their husband is and their children. Said, here's where they live. Here's the condition of their life. Would you pray with me? Let's pray and see if God would want to add these people to our assembly. Let's reach out for them. Sometimes you may need to call somebody and say, I believe they'd respond to you better than they are me. It don't matter who God uses, does it? Does it matter which one of us that God uses? It don't matter. Just as long as we can find a way. It doesn't matter who gets up behind this pulpit as long as God uses them. As long as the Holy Ghost is working. And that's what we want. We want to get this thing working in the Spirit where it'll accomplish the will of God. So that came to me while you young people were working here in this service. I thought if the young people would begin to pray and ask God to begin to lead them to somebody, let us find someone, Lord. Teach us how to be soul winners. Well, I know it's biblical. Jesus went to his disciples. He said, come and follow me, and I'll teach you to be fishers of men. And they went with him. They began to watch him, how he treated people, how he dealt with people. Woo, he made some religious people mad, you know, because he would go into places where the publicans and the sinners was, and he'd sit down and eat with them and talk to them and be friends with them. And they got after him one time. And he said, look, they that are not sick have no need of a physician. What he was telling them was, you don't know you're sick. I can't help you. These people know they're sick. They're reaching out to me. I'm not about to turn away from them. But I'm going to help them. I'm going to heal them. I'm going to heal their soul and their spirit. No matter how mad it makes you. Oh, God. Yeah, you'll get in trouble working for God, but I'll tell you what. It's good trouble. It's good trouble. It may make the devil mad, but it'll make God and all of heaven happy. And God will get behind you, and there's something get a hold of you that'll let you know that you're somebody read that scripture, Sister Rachel, that we're no longer servants of unrighteousness or sin, but we've became servants. Brother Steve Wilkinson preached a message at the campground in October on that word servants. It means slave. That we've been bought with a price, and we're owned. Someone owns us. Jesus owns us. He's this whole universe. God can end it just like that. He owns this whole universe. He bought you. He paid a price for you to save you out of love. And he belongs. We belong to him, whether we like it or don't. We're to be his slaves. What do you think God would do if you just said, Lord, I'm your slave. Whatever you tell me to do, I'm going to do it. I belong to you, and I'm here to do your will. Only thing is, he'll liberate you. He don't want you just to be a slave, but he wants you to, here's a scripture that says, he that dealeth delicately with a servant will have him as a son at the length. Proverbs says that. You know, we're serving a God that'll deal so delicately with you. If you'll make yourself his slave, become his love slave, if you'll serve him and give your whole life to him, there's nothing. When I got in this, I got in here and y'all were different. I mean, I saw right away you're sanctified people. You're set apart for the Lord's calling, use. This right here, people, God set up to save the whole world. Y'all, I heard things I never heard before. Me and my wife didn't do a lot of things y'all do. But you know what? I found something so precious in here. I said, God, there's no price too high to pay. I'm willing, Lord. All this stuff in the world and all this stuff in my will and in my spirit don't amount to nothing anyway. It's never done nothing but get me in a bunch of trouble. I said, God, just let me yield it all over to you. I'll try you, Lord. And I began to put these things in my life and turn my life over to him. I'll tell you, it's been good. I don't regret a mile of the way. I don't regret one step that I've taken in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. It's all been good or good for me. You know, some of it I have to say, I didn't like it all. But I'm going to tell you, everything that I've experienced since I've been here has been good. It's helped me all the way. If you get the right spirit, you get to looking at the positive side of this and get to becoming, give yourself over. Just say, Lord, I'm not here to do my will, but I'm here to do the will of the one that called me into this. Hallelujah. So, but he'll deal with you so delicately if you'll do that you'll become his son. You'll become just like Jesus Christ. He came that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Jesus looking for brothers. And he said he wouldn't be ashamed to call us brothers in the congregation. Hallelujah. Well, all right, they've got pizzas ready downstairs and drinks. And I'm just going to ask you to give an offering. Would you give a little offering if you go downstairs and eat? Because we did. We had to buy these pizzas. And but tonight we're not going to just set a price on them. But if you don't have any money to give, well, then just go ahead and get you a pizza and enjoy the fellowship. But if you can, we'll put a little something in the basket and the kitty to help us pay for them. And I know the Lord will bless you. And then there's drinks down there and the Coke machine, but I don't know how they've got it fixed up. But let's have some good fellowship together before we go home. I hope, isn't it good to have the brother and sister Coles and the Batesville folks here? It's about time. We need to make another trip to Batesville here pretty soon. Praise God. Thank you for coming. I appreciate Sister Marissa's song. I know it's hard for them to get on, but when you get on a song, that was a good song. Just get on it and stay on it. We'll get it here in a little while. I was doing my best to get that. I just about had it. When you quit, I wish you'd have kept going a little while longer. I just about got that. I know it's in the 149th Psalm, and it was good words in it. And she had the tune just about right. We just need to keep working on it. And I appreciate her laboring there tonight to help us in this service. And then these young people. I'm glad that we've got young people in here that are interested. Well, I said people, but I meant people. Come on, y'all, now. Stay with me. This is almost over. Don't mess it up right here in the end. Hallelujah. All right, let's stand. Thank God for the food and the fellowship too. Praise God. Thank you, Lord God, for these good young people, Lord, that you've gave us. Oh God, thank you for touching their lives and touching ours by theirs, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, would you touch us and help us? Oh God, we'd like to see people added to our assembly. We'd like to see your family grow, Lord. Would you touch us? Would you show us how? God, we want this be done in the Spirit. Your will be done, oh God, we pray. Bless the food tonight and the fellowship, Lord.